morning, folks, and welcome back to another episode of B2B Breakfast to Business with your morning girl, Bea Lim of Team Asia. And you know that this is the podcast where we talk shop, we talk life, we talk advocacy, and we talk real. It's the beautiful month of June, people, and that means we are celebrating Pride Month, where we highlight really being beautifully diverse and equally important. So last week, we talked to Jen Simons of the Level Up podcast on how to create well-being programs in the workplace and, you know, how leaders and team members can actually tango, right, and work together to create meaningful experiences, to uplift one another, and to be the best people we can be, not only at work, but in our purpose, in our own lives. And we really felt strongly about this discussion, this topic, that for this month, we wanted to take it a notch further. We want to continue talking about creating well-being programs in the workplace and making sure that, you know, our workplaces are not only productive, but they are creative, that they are safe, that they are a haven for people to see both their passion and purpose coming together in the work that they do. And of course, we wanted to talk about Pride Month. And so we're bringing all of these things together. We're bringing that dance to the next level experience. And so for this month of June, we are highlighting how important diversity and inclusion is at home, at work, in communities, and in our society. You know, ladies and gents, we believe a workplace should always be an avenue for growth and to ensure that companies should always push for an environment that is open and limitless for their associates. And in order to do this, really observing and practicing diversity, inclusion, and belonging should be at the very core of their culture. And today, we have a very inspiring and amazing guest to talk about D&I and how great things happen if these things are at the core of what we do, our culture, our output, our belief system. Today, I have the honor, ladies and gents, to introduce you to Rob Nunnally, the Assistant General Manager of Capital One Philippines, who is right with us here at B2B. Rob has contributed largely to promoting diversity in the workplace, coming from his amazing background as Human Resources Director. Prior to joining Capital One Philippines, Rob was Director of Mortgage Quality Assurance and Post-Closing Operations in Capital One Home Loans in Virginia, where he earned his degree from the University of Virginia. His energy and passion for D&I, ladies and gents, are so inspiring. I can't wait to spread the love here at B2B. So I'm just going to bring him right here with us. Welcome to Breakfast to Business, Rob. How are you?
Hey, Bea. Wow, what an incredible, energetic introduction. Thank you so much. Happy Pride Month. I am super, super honored and thrilled to be here. Thanks for setting this up. I really appreciate it and excited to do this with you.
I'm super excited, Rob. I know that, you know, you and I have worked together for so many years, and the passion actually and the energy for D&I is something that I really truly admire from Capital One Philippines. So I want to actually start with that, Rob, right? Tell us more about Capital One in general and the amazing work that you guys do here in the Philippines.
Sure. Love to share some of that. So Capital One is one of the leading banks in the United States, and our operations here in the Philippines really focuses on servicing our Capital One credit card customers primarily. We've been here for a long time, since 2013, in fact, and we will celebrate, I can't believe this, our 8th year anniversary this coming October. So that's pretty amazing. Also, just really proud to say that we have around 4,700 employees spread across two different sites in the Alabang area. So they are our greatest and most important talent, and I'm very proud to just represent them and serve them every single day. So that's a little bit about Capital One Philippines in general.
Well, Capital One Philippines, ladies and gentlemen, is such an amazing, amazing company and institution to partner with, to work for. It's really a great place to work. And we know how they all come together to really uplift the amazing Filipino talent, as you know, as you mentioned, Rob. And, you know, I am so inspired also by the journey of Capital One. You mentioned 4,700 associates across two sites in Alabang. And you're celebrating your 8th year anniversary. Congratulations.
Yes.
But, you know, I wanted to know more. Like, are there any other favorite milestones that you have here in the Philippines throughout the Capital One journey?
Yeah. Let me share a couple of thoughts. So one of the partnerships that we have is with Don Bosco, and it's specifically with the Tuloy Foundation. So we set up a program with Tuloy, which takes in and cares for disadvantaged youth called the Contact Center Readiness Program. So we set up a training both at Tuloy, but then also there's an apprenticeship portion as well, where afterwards the students come on site and we teach them about customer service, how to be a customer service agent, how to basically work in the call center or contact center industry. So this has been an incredible, incredible program that over the years has just continued to grow, have amazing progress. We've had an amazing milestone just in 2021, where we've had over 100 graduates. So we are super, super proud of that. And a huge percentage of those have found their long-term homes career-wise here at Capital One. And then anyone who we are not able to hire, we work very closely with to make sure that, a different employment opportunity is provided to them. So we're super, super proud of our partnership with the Tuloy Foundation and the Contact Center Readiness Program. And that's been an interesting one to kind of watch this year and last year, as we've moved into more of a virtual program to kind of flex with the pandemic. So that's one that comes to mind. Maybe a personal one for me. I started with Capital One Philippines back in the latter part of 2016. So, you know, thinking of Pride Month, one of the first things I got to tackle outside of the main responsibilities was standing up what we call a business resource group, basically a team for our LGBTQ plus associates. So we named that Out Front because it's all about being out front and being your authentic self. And that's been an amazing journey. We've done so many different things and we've kept that going. I'll mention too, we also have a women's business resource group, Empower Her, we call that. So that was another amazing part of what we were able to start out front this month with Pride Month. We've got a ton of different activities that are going on. So I can share a little bit about that later in the conversation, but those are some of the best things. And then of course, you know, lots of awards have come our way. So we've been super fortunate to be named by PESA, the Outstanding Community Partner Employer, back in 2016, and then Employer of the Year in 2018. So those are some highlights as well, but a lot to be proud of. Those are just some milestones that kind of come to mind.
Well, Rob, first of all, congratulations. I'm so proud of you and Capital One for your journey in the Philippines. I mean, I just really wanted to highlight something that you said when, you know, coming in Capital One Philippines in 2016, putting together the business resource group Out Front. I loved what you said, that it was really about being able to bring your authentic self to work. And that was just, that's so riveting and so beautiful, because it's what we all want to actually do, is to be able to bring our authentic self everywhere, right? And having this amazing program, I can just imagine how so many people, countless of people, feel safe and valued in Capital One. And I think our listeners are also feeling safe and valued, knowing that they can actually, they should be able to bring their authentic self to work. And of course, the work that you do with Tuloy Foundation, being able to train Filipino youth to also have this amazing career in the IT BPM space, is also something that is empowering and something that, you know, they can do to reimagine their future, right? And to actually make things happen. I'm so inspired by that, Rob. What are the driving, what are the driving force really of these programs? I know that, you know, Capital One is all about changing banking for good, but, you know, what are the values that are actually pushing these amazing programs out in the world?
Yeah, so I think one of the things that's really important when you set up your business resource groups or your networks is, you know, think first about your mission statement, the values that you want to incorporate, the things that are really important, you know, at the highest level for grounding of the group and grounding of what you want to do. And then I get excited about every year we kind of look back in order that we can look forward. So really shaping, first revisiting the prior year and using what we learned from that to set up a strategy for the next year. So 2021, we've laid out three pillars that we're really focused on, which are talent, develop, and engage. So in the talent sector, it's really about educating more broadly, both our LGBTQ plus associates, but our allies as well, about our community so that they can feel more informed. So this would be things like SOGI sessions, which we've done several already, and even getting our leaders and some of our business resource group members certified. So that's exciting. Develop, this is also a focus on how we will cultivate our LGBTQ plus leaders and leverage Capital One resources together. So mentorship and buddy systems, coming out stories that we can share with others, focusing a lot on our allies. So those are some of the things that we'll do in the develop pillar. And then lastly, engagement. So Pride Month, that's a big part of what we'll be doing. I can talk some more later in our podcast about our Pride Month activities, but we'll also do a fourth year anniversary, which will be a lot of fun as well. So I think overall, like how you do it is sort of a couple things, but what we've done is just create and articulate our mission, our values. Then we look back and look forward so we can plan out specific activities. And then we just make it happen and adjust as we need to. So that's a little bit about how we make it work.
I love it because you said we just make it happen, because I think, Rob, that's, you know, you can have all of the plans in the world and they're beautiful and they're amazing, but the other half, that big step that will really complete the mission, is taking that leap and just making it happen, right? Making great things happen. And I think that one of the things that you shared on the three pillars is really about being able to, I know engage is one of them, but literally engage everybody at different, you know, touch points, making sure everything is cohesive, right?
Yeah. And I think that Pride Month is going to be a real celebration of that. So maybe, Bea, I'll just share a little bit about some of the fun we're doing. So literally every single week has a different theme and then multiple activities. And this is not just for LGBTQ plus, anyone and everyone, all of our allies and anyone who wants to participate is of course welcome. But you know, week one, just to have some fun, we're going to do a t-shirt design making contest. So that should be really fun. I'm really excited to kind of see what people will come up with. I think that'll be awesome. One of the things that we actually participated in prior years was the Pride marches. Can't do that during the pandemic. So week two, what we plan to do is a virtual Pride march. So I think that'll be a good time. Week four will be the Drag Race Superstar. So this is a lip sync competition that I am totally excited about. And then all throughout as well, weeks one through four, there's a brain-a-thon. So basically, we'll ask a couple of questions, and if you can get all the questions right, then you'll get a prize out of a drawing from who got them all right. So there's a lot more actually going on besides these big things, but that gives you a sense of kind of what we're planning and actually launching today.
I love it, Rob. Congratulations. I'm already feeling the fun and the love coming at me from Capital One Philippines. And I'm so excited for all of the associates, because I love what you said earlier, Rob. It's not just for the community. It's for everybody who wants to be part of it. And there's this saying also in Team Asia that, you know, that we push out, which is that we're all beautifully diverse, equally important, you know, and it's really a celebration of humanity and fun and bringing everybody together. So I'm rooting for Capital One Philippines, Rob, and and I can't wait to see your shirt design. coming from Pride Month. Cool. So Rob, you know, I also know, I mean, you know, reading up about Capital One and Capital One Philippines, I also came across actually one of the things that I really admire about your company, which is something that's at the core of your culture, which is what you coined DIB, diversity, inclusion, and belonging. And I would really love our listeners to know more about this because we usually hear diversity and inclusion, and then suddenly Capital One has belonging. And I want to talk about that. So what is DIB all about, Rob? Tell us.
Yeah, sure. So I think to give some context on this too, like for me, and I think our senior leaders at Capital One, we really try to look at diversity as a journey. And it's a journey that really doesn't ever end, but it constantly evolves. So, you know, like many other companies, diversity was our first focus. We later added inclusion to that. And then over time, more recently, we've added belongingness. So, you know, probably like the easiest way to sort of think about this is to give a parallel. So I'll attempt to do that. So, you know, the way I think about diversity is, you know, I'm invited to the party. So at least I've got, you know, an invitation to go. And now I'm amongst the other people who are also going to attend. When you talk about inclusion, though, just being at the party doesn't necessarily, you know, make me feel included. So maybe at the party, I'm asked to dance. So now I actually feel included. Belongingness, I think, is, you know, the next stage, the next level of all of that. So maybe I actually feel like my dance is fun. My comments at the party are enjoyed, and that I have a voice in the room. You know, another way I've heard people sort of describe belongingness is they give a parallel to the word elevated. So it's really looking for these occasions, these moments where I not only have a seat at the table, I not only have a voice at the table, but my voice actually matters. And people look out of their ways to find how they can elevate and encourage me to raise and speak my voice, and also how I can do that for others as well. So that's kind of how I generally think about diversity, inclusion, and belongingness. The belongingness is really an important add-on because I think it's not enough just to be diverse, to have a seat at the table, but you have to feel like your voice, your opinions, your backgrounds matter. So it's looking for ways to elevate those differences. You know, maybe a bit of a long answer, Bia, but I do want to talk to that, you know, talk a little bit about something that I'm really proud about that we're doing this year. So we've partnered with an organization called the Neuro Leadership Institute to focus in on ways that we can train leaders across Capital One to be inclusive. And bearing in mind that, you know, inclusivity, belongingness is not just about LGBTQ+, it's about everything. It's about your diverse backgrounds. It's about your age. It's about your sex. It's about, you know, it doesn't end. So, this group, NLI, or the Neuro Leadership Institute, has an amazing program that we are pushing out as an enterprise. And it's been really powerful, I think, to me. So a lot of times these third-party programs have just great content that spur you to think and act in ways that you might not have otherwise. So, you know, thinking about even just very basic things, like we have conversations, business conversations every day. So, you know, pointing out these temptations and also recommendations on how to act differently. So I might be, for example, just to give you sort of a sample of this, I might be tempted to say something like, let's meet in the conference room in a minute. But, you know, a more inclusive way or something I could say instead might be something as simple as, does a 2 p.m. meeting work for you? Or, you know, think of starting this business meeting or any conversation really. And I might be tempted to say something like, let's get started. But maybe something a little bit better could be, would anyone like to add to our agenda? So these are just a couple of examples, but you can see how just the subtle changing of the phrasing in a way that opens it up for others to insert their opinions, to insert their ideas can really go a long way. So one of the things that I'm very proud of this year is just this enterprise push that we're making on specific training so that people really can be thoughtful about how they build belongingness and inclusion into their daily work and conversations. So I thought I would just throw that in there as well.
No, absolutely, Rob, I super love this. So just a couple of weeks ago, I actually also had another conversation on this podcast, right? And we talked about exactly that, bringing in programs in the workplace. And one of the themes that was brought into that conversation also was, you know, if we want change in the workplace, everybody has to invest in it. Everybody has a role to play. And so when you were sharing about this leadership program, it just clicked that, you know, there are little things, right? The little things that we got used to or that we think is natural, but can actually be improved even more so that we can have, it may seem small, but the change is wide, the change is deep, and it actually brings about, like what you said earlier, not only feeling like a lot of people are represented, that you're included, but that your voice matters, that your opinion matters, and that you've got a choice in the matter, right? So that's absolutely love this. Thank you so much for sharing this, Rob. So, on that note, I do have a question. You talked about Pride Month, right? You talked about DIB and you talked about this leadership program, and I love it, but I would love to know also from your perspective, you know, how are our Capital One associates also receiving this DIB philosophy? Like, you know, how do they respond to this in the workplace?
Well, I think honestly, it's gotten out there and people are seeking Capital One Philippines out as an employer of choice just because they know of what we stand for. And they know that our culture is one of diversity, inclusion, and belongingness. And they tell their friends tell their friends. You know, amazingly, when we go to recruit a very, very, very high percentage, something like over 75% of our applicants are referrals. So they come from our own employees. So I think it's a couple things. Like I think one, our employees are super proud of the culture and they then talk about it. And they talk about it with people who would also appreciate it. And those are the people who ultimately become our applicants and our new hires. So I think beyond that, there's just a ton of excitement and fun that our business resource groups, both out front, but also our women's business resource group, we constantly are trying to find ways to do something new and different. I think that's really, really important. Working and living through the pandemic, where sometimes we can just go from meeting to meeting to meeting, to have these things that are a little outside of our core work, just to reflect, to think, to really be better people, and also just to give ourselves and our minds a bit of a mental break, and just to do something different, honestly. So for me, it's been incredibly well received. You know, our Outfront members, I mentioned before, 4,700 employees approximately, but you know, our Outfront members are well over 10% of that population. So that's a mix of both our self-identified and allies, but huge portion, you know, have formally signed up. And then beyond that, there's many, many, many who are participants and active. So, yeah.
That's amazing, Rob. That's amazing. It just shows how everybody just wants to be part. I'm just going to use your metaphor earlier, that party, that everybody wants to be part of this party and wants to really make it a huge success, you know, something that is fun, but also something that is super meaningful. So Rob, thank you so much for sharing that. I do have a couple of last questions for you on this interview. And, you know, I love, absolutely love how you've shared the internal strategies that you guys have, as well as the programs that you've shared with your leadership team, as well as our associates, right? But I'd also love to know, are there any other like programs or movements that you guys also support externally that are rooted in DIB or diversity, inclusion, and belonging?
Yeah, so there's a ton out there. I talked about Tolloy, but Capital One is super dedicated to our communities just beyond Tolloy. So there are so many different programs, it actually almost gets hard to keep track of them all. But I'll mention some. But this is something, quite honestly, community activism that it not only feels good personally to be a part of, but I feel like it's also just important as an employer in the Philippines to offer sets of activities like these, because our associates care a lot. So we've as a strategy kind of looked around us, what's close and nearby. So there are things like the Haven for Women, the Haven for Children, that we do regular education and outreach groups to. Last year, we really proud, I was actually part of a small group that reached out to research a new partnership. So this is called SOS Children's Village, which is a local children's home here in Alabang that we've started a partnership with really right as the pandemic started. So we have our own house. It's called the House of Honesty, which houses about 7 kids that we every single month, if not more frequently, do different types of educational activities. We set up and funded a learning center there as well. So those have been, really, really powerful things. And then we've also focused on communities outside of ours. So there's a community in Calauan that we've had a long, long, long time partnership with. We work with an organization called Rise Against Hunger to do and provide the funding for meal packing. So in Calauan alone, I know for the month of April, it was something like 4,300 meals that Capital One was able to provide to that community, which I know has been very much in need. So a lot of different inspiring things that are out there that you can participate on, partnerships with the elementary school. So long, long list of things that get us all motivated and get us excited. So we really, really invest very heavily in this concept of investing for good, which is our community activism. So those are a couple of things, Bea.
Oh my goodness, Rob, my heart is just expanding with so much love. No, because it goes back to what you said, right? If people feel belong, and if they are able to actually come to a workplace or a party, right? That they feel elevated and that they matter and that their voice is heard, they are able to actually give back, right? And take care of other people who may not have the same feeling as they do, right? And so this is all very inspiring for me, Rob, because a lot of the time when we talk about diversity and inclusion, it is focused on, like what you said, we're able to include so many different, people, and that we're all beautifully diverse and equally important, like what we said. But when you put belonging in, it just elevates the productivity, the creativity, feeling safe and bringing your authentic self to work. And all I could think about is, man, this is powerful. This is so powerful. So Rob, thank you so much for sharing the power. And actually, you know what? There's no better way, Rob, to end this conversation, which, I mean, if we didn't do this, you and I are probably going to be talking for another 10 hours. But I think that this is the best way for us to end this beautiful narrative. And Rob, really, my question for you is, for you, why is pride powerful?
Yeah, well, you and I have known each other for a number of years, but, I'm an openly gay man, very proud to be that here, with my partner of over 25 years, Jason. So, part of me takes personal pride in it because I know that my experience and who I am is not completely unique, and that there are others who share similar experiences. And if I can enable a culture where they can be their authentic selves, whether they're similar or dissimilar to me, it doesn't really matter, then, that is a powerful, powerful gift that I can give to anyone. So, I do have a lot of passion for our Outfront organization, about our LGBTQ+ associates. But, at the end of the day, I do think it comes back to authenticity, because with authenticity, I can be who I am. I don't need to worry about trying to be something else. I can argue with people. I could agree with people. I could encourage people to think different ways and, you know, feel that my ideas will be valued and respected. So a part of my passion for what we're doing here for Pride Month, but just the culture in general, is to create an opportunity for people to be their authentic selves every single day when they walk in the door. You know, and I do feel, you know, especially proud about stories that I've heard where many of our associates have actually said, I can be my authentic self at work even more than I can at home. So that's an amazing, you know, compliment to think that, you know, you can walk into work and actually completely and 100% self be something that maybe you don't feel comfortable being outside of it. So hopefully that inspires people. It inspires me, I think, every single day to think that we're able to impact and kind of create that that safe place at work where you can really be yourself. So that's I think my personal inspiration.
And Rob, you are an inspiration for me, and I'm sure that you have just become an inspiration for hundreds and thousands more. I mean, Rob, really, if I were to leave our listeners with a food for thought this week, this month, this year, right? I want to go back to what you said, that, you know, it's such a special gift to come to work, to walk into the door and be who you are without worry. And yes, that is such a beautiful gift. And, you know, I love that you highlighted that, because ladies and gentlemen, diversity, inclusion, and belonging does have an important and huge place at work and everywhere else, actually. But we can make a difference. Like what Rob said, we can make a difference by creating opportunities and avenues where every single person who walks into that door feels, loves that they are included in that party, right? That they are included and that they are part of something. So Rob, yeah, thank you so much for expanding all of our hearts and expanding all of our knowledge on diversity and inclusion and belonging. It's like this beautiful triangle of awesomeness that
yes,
we must all
agree.
come to work with or go home with. So Rob, you are an amazing inspiration. Maraming salamat for spreading the love about Capital One and DIB. And I pray that a lot of the people who are listening here today will be able to actually just go to their conference rooms and talk about the strategy that they need to lay out. So ladies and gentlemen, Rob Nunnally, Assistant General Manager of Capital One Philippines. It's all about changing banking for good, but more importantly, really providing a safe and amazing space for associates to be their authentic selves at work. Thank you so much, Rob. Maraming salamat.
Maraming salamat din, Bea. Thank you so much. This was so fun, and thanks for this amazing opportunity to share with you.
Absolutely. And guys, if you want to know more about Capital One, which you do, because Rob has shared so many great things, please head on over to Capital One Philippines careers page. We are putting the link just right below this episode. Let's spread the love, not just because it's Pride Month, but because we all deserve to be our authentic selves wherever we go every single day. That's it for this week's episode of B2B Breakfast to Business. Once again, we are all about being beautifully diverse, equally important. And right now, guys, we want you to highlight with double markers, diversity, inclusion, and belonging. Thank you very much, Capital One Philippines. Mabuhay, and let's all spread the love, because love wins. And that's it for today's episode of B2B Breakfast to Business. Join our Facebook community, the Breakfast to Business Club, where we can delve deeper into all of these different topics. The community link is actually in the description, so check it out and join in on the conversation. Also, don't forget to tune into Team Asia's social media accounts to keep yourself updated on these breakfast happenings. We are on Facebook, www.facebook.com/teamasiaph. We are on Instagram, www.instagram.com/teamasiaph. We are on LinkedIn, www.linkedin.com/company/teamasia. And of course, our wonderful website, www.teamasia.com. Remember, stay safe. See you again soon here at B2B Breakfast to Business. Thank you. Ciao.